first speaker. His name is Daryl B. He is from the Virginia area. Let's give Daryl a hand.
Hey everybody, I'm Daryl, I'm an addict. And I say I'm from the Battlefield area, which is out by Manassas. I actually live over in Southern Maryland, but most of my meetings take place in Battlefield, so it's still my home. And if somebody doesn't like that, then they're powerless over that. If I kind of look like a deer in the headlights at times up here, it's because I've been around in recovery for 24 years now, and this is the first time I've ever shared at a workshop. Yeah, I guess it happens to everybody eventually, so I'll get through it. Y'all will too. Might learn something. If you don't, I sure as hell will. Powerlessness. We gotta get that we in there. I tend to forget those sometimes. It's very important. In this fellowship, they were very, very careful to put we at the beginning of everything because none of this shit works without we. Me, I can't do a damn thing on my own. We were powerless over our addiction and our lives had become unmanageable. Right there in the first step, the beginning, the foundation of it all, the beginning of the whole thing, there's the word powerless. Now, when I got here, I wasn't powerless over shit. I was the most powerful being on the planet, as far as I was concerned. It was an amazing contradiction because at the same time as I considered myself the biggest scumbag on the planet, I was also the pinnacle of evolution. I was the being to which all of this had led up. That's me. So you couldn't tell me that I didn't have power. It wasn't until I got in here and I had to look at the wreckage of my life that I had to realize that not only was I powerless, I was a fucking mess. And that seems to be something that a lot of us have in common, maybe like all of us. We come in here and we think, you know, well, we're going to come in and we're going to control this, you know. Maybe just stop using for a little while, get our lives together, and then we can go back out and handle this. We think we've got power over this. Doesn't work that way. I have seen so many people that come into recovery. They hang around for a while. They think they've got this shit. And then I read about them in the newspaper. Or I hear about them from somebody. That gets a little old after a while. Once I accept that I'm powerless, it is amazing how much simpler this all becomes. If I admit I'm powerless and I accept it, I don't have to do this alone anymore. Because by admitting I'm powerless, I then turn around and accept that I can get a power from Narcotics Anonymous. There's a power that we have that I don't have. I was here in my first year. I don't even remember my first year, really. I like to say I did 400 meetings in 365 days. That's probably lowballing it. I was in meeting after meeting after meeting. I was grabbing onto anybody I could that had clean time. I was grabbing onto anybody I thought had a good message, anything I could hear. Because I had realized that by myself, I was screwed. I was just royally screwed. And it's, you know, the whole concept of powerlessness. I'm trying to think. There was something right there I was thinking of. It's weird that there is a power in it. Yeah? I don't have to control the universe anymore. I don't have to think I'm controlling the universe anymore. I don't have to decide what you're going to do and whether your recovery is worth a shit. I hear people all the time, oh, they're not doing this right. Oh, their recovery isn't good. They're not working the steps right. What the hell business is that of yours? Are you working on you? Where is your program? Are you seeking other people? You know, are you trying to find out where the people that came before you got their shit from? Are you listening to a newcomer tell you what it's like out on the street? Or are you just sitting there looking at this person, that person, going, oh, not him. Oh, no, that person's bad. Oh, screw them. Oh, do you know what they did? Do you think you've got the power to tell somebody else what they're going to do? I've got sponsees. I can give them suggestions. If they choose not to do what I advise them to do, yeah, there's not a damn thing I can do about it. I don't have power over them. The one power I've got in my entire life is choice. I choose to be here right now. I choose to be in recovery. I choose to have certain people in my life that I love. I choose to live the steps in my life. I was going to say work, but I choose to live the steps in my life today. That's what power is to me now. It's choice. And we all have choices. I've made some really screwed up choices in my life. I've made screwed up choices clean. These choices got me in jail with 14 years clean. I won't say 14 years in recovery because I had fallen out of recovery at that point when I made those choices. That was all 10 years ago. I've chosen to put my ass back in recovery since then. I had to admit that I was powerless again because I wasn't acting like I was powerless. I thought I can control my life at that point. I was doing one meeting maybe every 6 months or once a year, show up and get a key tag or get a medallion or something. I thought I had control over everything. That's not powerlessness. That's me trying to run my life. Do you know who has power to run my life? It uses the word power. It's my higher power. That's who has power to run my life. My first higher power was Narcotics Anonymous. Because I came in here full-blown atheist. There was no God. There was no power, as I already explained, no power greater than me. I mean, you know, if I'm the ultimate of evolution, how can there be a power greater than me? My first higher power was Narcotics Anonymous because I understood and discovered in here that these people had something I didn't have. These people were speaking things I didn't have for myself, and they could help me. They could get me along. These were words of wisdom to me. And so I fed off of that. My higher power has progressed since then. It's not really something I can describe easily. It's probably not quite like anyone else's higher power. That's fine. Nobody else has to approve of my higher power. I don't have to approve of your higher power. The only thing that I have to know about my higher power is it knows best for me, and I'm not it. And that's where I choose to put my life. That's whose power I put my life in. Every morning I wake up and I pray. I do the third step prayer every morning. Take my will in my life, guide me in my recovery, show me how to live. Very simple. I start every day off like that. And it's amazing when I do that. This weight is not on my shoulders. I'm not carrying the world anymore. It's like, okay, here, it's all yours. And if I so choose, I can take all that back anytime. I've done that many times. Well, you know, I'll pray about something, and I won't like the answer I get. So I'll make my own choice. No, I'm going to do it this way. And sometimes that works. Sometimes. That's a very small sum. Most of the time that doesn't work, and I end up coming back, and I've got to go back to my higher power with all humility. And you know what? I don't get admonished for that. I don't have a higher power that's going to beat me down because I made a mistake and I made a choice. As long as I make it back alive, and as long as I make it back with the understanding that I'm still not in charge, my higher power is okay with that. I've had periods where I don't come into the rooms for years. I wasn't really in Narcotics Anonymous from like 1994 to 2001. I was out adventuring, finding other fellowships, doing this and that. And in 2001, of course, you know, we had September 11th, all the terrible stuff that went on. And about 2 weeks after that, I couldn't take it anymore. You know, I was still trying to run my life, and my brain was about to explode just from all of the garbage going on. And a voice came into my head, and I won't pretend it wasn't my higher power. It said, go home. And home to me was Narcotics Anonymous. And I was living out in Manassas at the time, so I started going to meetings in the battlefield area. And I found that powerlessness again, because I found these people, y'all wonderful people, that will call me out of my shit when I'm trying to act like I'm high and mighty, will tell me when I'm screwing up. I need that. That's part of being powerless. You know, I don't have to be Mr. Hey, look at Daryl. I can be, oh, here, there's Daryl. Yeah, wave high. And the power that I get, you know, from these people, it doesn't have to be from people who have 30 years, 40 years, or whatever. It can be people that have 15 years, 10 years, one day. Because that person with one day knows something that I might forget. Because they've just been out there. The further I get away from that, the easier it gets for me to forget what that was all about. But that person will remind me. It's like, oh yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? And these people coming in, I meet them, and I understand it still sucks. It has not gotten any better. I know what's waiting for me if I go out. You know, on my list of not yets was heroin. Why? I was terrified of needles. I'm not afraid of needles anymore because I've donated so much blood over the years. So I'm not scared of needles at all. So I know what's waiting for me if I go out. Within a week, I'll be doing heroin, and within a month, I'll be dead because I don't do anything halfway. So I need to stay in here. If it's fear that keeps me in here, fine. I try not to look on it as fear, but a knowledge of reality. I am powerless over that fact. I stay in touch with my higher power to try to keep myself in here. I'll ask questions like, do I really still belong here? The answer always seems to be yes. And so I keep coming back and I keep seeing all of these people. There's a group of people in here. They keep looking at me for some reason. They all know me. And this voice in my head's going, huh, you're going to say something wrong, and they're going to call you out on it. What the hell am I going to say wrong up here? I'm just here to talk about powerlessness. That's it. There's no right. There's no wrong. I'm in recovery. Y'all are in recovery. We work this shit together. That is what this is all about. This is a fellowship. This is not an organization. It's not an association. It is a fellowship. We each have an equal part in it. From the guy who's got 40 years to that person who just walked in. Everybody has an equal piece in that. That's the joy of the fellowship. That's the joy of powerlessness. I don't have to run NA. Thank you. And believe me, there's been times where I've been like the chairperson and treasurer and everything else of a meeting where I feel like I'm running it. And that can get to my head real quick. Or if I get people coming up, oh, you got that much time? Oh, that must be great. Oh, and part of my head will be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me bask in this for a little while. And then somebody rolls up that's got like 35 years, like, oh, okay. At one point I had like about 16, 17 years, and I was feeling like I was the shit. And this one guy, he was fairly recently in, and he was talking stuff in recovery that I'd forgotten. I just left it back there. And my whole attitude was like, who the fuck is he to talk to me like that? But he made me see what I was missing, because I wasn't in the middle of this shit right then. And it wasn't long after that, I threw myself back in the middle of it. And unfortunately, I guess he's choosing not to be in meetings right now. I'm hoping he comes back eventually. Everyone I see in meetings that I get to know and that I love, if they go out, I hope they make it back, honestly. But some of them aren't. And I'm powerless over that. And that really sucks. Because I have buried so many people over the years. And it really just tears at me sometimes. But you know what? All of y'all are here right now. And the love in this fellowship is unbelievable. So everybody look at the people next to them. These are all recovering addicts. Everyone sitting next to you is a recovering addict. This is a room full of miracles. Ain't it great? We get to live this. Quote unquote, normies don't have this stuff. We get to have it. We earned it. And I guess I'm down to about 2 or 3 minutes. I didn't think I was going to be able to go past 10. I was telling Aaron, there's no way I'm going to make it past 10 minutes. I guess I made it. I guess I'm powerless over that fact too, huh? My name's Daryl. I'm an addict. I'm glad y'all are here. I love all y'all.
Again, I'd like to thank Daryl for sharing. At this time,